From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and in a moment we will speak with one of the leaders of the opposition in Ukraine.
But first, the latest from Ukraine. Just recently, the president announced he's replacing the head of the army after dozens died in clashes between police and protesters today and yesterday. It may be too late for the European Union, which earlier called a meeting for tomorrow to weigh sanctions against Ukraine. The White House says it will consult with its European partners on that matter. Also earlier today, a more defiant Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, accused the opposition of stealing hundreds of guns from the government. As what began 3 months ago as street protests against the president's rejection of a treaty with Europe escalated into yesterday's deadly clash in which at least two government troops also died in Kyiv's Maidan Square. The BBC's Pavel Benikov joins us from Kyiv. Pavel, what's it like now?
At the moment, it is sort of a standoff. It's something new because yesterday the police pushed and made their way towards the actual center of the Maidan. And at the moment, what we just saw, it is the groups of protesters throwing fires and Molotov cocktails in the direction of the police forces. And the riot police, which sealed off the streets leading to the Square of Independence, to Maidan, they are throwing stun grenades, and the mood among the protesters are quite, I would say they feel quite stressed, because everyone expecting the continuation of assault, because there is this understanding that police forces yesterday and during the nighttime, their assault was not finished, and they stopped just some 50 meters probably from the center of the protest.
Is there a sense there that the opposition might be playing into President Yanukovych's hands? We are hearing reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin told President Yanukovych to dip his hand in blood, essentially confront the protesters in such a way that there'd be no turning back to the West, provoke violence so that he can return with violence.
I don't know. I've heard this quote you just said from Putin, but it's sort of a speculation. I've heard lots of time from the opposition and protesters here in Kyiv, but I doubt we can confirm that it sounds reliable. Mm. It's really widespread among the opposition that the Kremlin is involved. But on the other hand, what we hear from Sochi today, that the Russian leadership and the Russian president were not interested in ruining the Sochi games. And yesterday, it looks like the world attention turned to Ukraine rather than Sochi. And they were not in the position of to be an interested party in this escalation.
Well, it's interesting. Ukrainian athletes at the Olympics have asked if they could wear black armbands in mourning for their countrymen who've been killed. And we should note it's the opposition members have been killed, but also troops, at least two soldiers were killed. But they were told no by the Olympic Committee because of the charter. But they are very aware of this at the Games, of course, being held in Russia. What is your sense, Pavel? You're there in Kyiv, but we're also hearing reports that this violence is spreading to other regions, other cities.
Yes, we know that there were several attacks on official buildings in several Ukrainian regions, mostly on the western part of the country. But it's important to understand that the western part of the country is largely mostly anti-president. So they did not support the government from the very beginning of the protests in early December. And local politicians declared that they will not follow the orders from Kyiv. It looks like another step towards the separation of the country, of de facto separation, because the majority in support of the opposition and of the protest.
Well, and there is concern that what we're watching in Ukraine may soon be what we're also watching in Syria, civil war. But meanwhile, this idea of the European Union possibly considering sanctions, how's that reverberating?
It's a very widespread call among the protesters and the opposition. Most of them think that the political elite in Ukraine are really dependent on their foreign assets, and that is why they keep calling for European Union and the United States to introduce some sanctions. But at the same time, I think it's too early to say about would those sanctions have any effect on the situation here in Kyiv, till what degree the European Union could enforce it, because this definitely might affect all sorts of businesses across the country and across the region.
That's the BBC's Pavel Bandikov in Kyiv, Ukraine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, for more on what's happening today in Ukraine, we're joined by Olga Belkova, a member of the Ukrainian Parliament for the opposition UDAR party. Olga, thanks for joining us. Where are you right now?
Oh, I just came back from the court where we had a decision on one of the protesters, and I'm now at home just to change, and I will be back on Maidan where all the people are protesting.
Maidan is the main square, which has been on fire. We've seen the images. Why so much fire, by the way?
While police is using bullets, protesters have no other weapon besides just fire. And some of it is going on under their management. Some of it is just occasional fire.
What is it that you think that the movement can achieve by these means?
What we have to understand is that people are protesting against some cruel decisions by those who are in power and by no attention from them to what are the demands of people. So the protesters there are for some specific reason, because they want the government to be honest and making decisions in favor of Ukrainian people, not just in favor of those who are in power. And they want president to understand that they are not happy with his leadership. So protest is to draw his attention. And I'm sorry to inform you, but our president has not been paying enough of attention to his people for the last 3 months. So that's why protests are happening.
But now we're talking about dozens of people having been killed. Is it worth people dying to get the president to pay attention to these demands?
Well, absolutely not. I totally agree that that's too high of a price to pay. And that's what is so crazy about situation in Ukraine. I don't know what else should happen so the president will start understanding the reality. I actually think that he just doesn't have understanding of what is happening on Maidan. And the president and his team, they just keep threatening people. That's why we are calling right now for international community, not only to suggest sanctions, but actually impose sanctions and send their representatives to witness what is happening in Ukraine.
Are you willing to die for your cause?
Well, that's a very hard question. I would prefer to stay alive and be working to develop Ukraine. But, you know, it's not safe anymore in Ukraine. Everybody is under threat and everybody is in danger. And we want international journalists and international politicians to understand that people of Ukraine would really appreciate at this point your attention and your help in making sure that our president will stop violence in Ukraine. It's all in his hands.
Although many of the people who have been injured and even killed have been people on his side of things, that protesters have actually been the one to hurt them. Would you hurt somebody for the cause?
No, I would never hurt anybody. I'm a very peaceful person myself, and I would never call anybody to have any sort of violence. I do believe that most of the people were peaceful. They had no weapons. They were just, you know, very decent people, if you will. They were middle class, and they were just protesting. But because police started using cruel violence, and it's all videotaped. Like yesterday, there was a killing of a journalist or one of the media here, and it was videotaped. People who presented themselves as their protesters did it. But we knew it happened in front of a police station, and nobody did anything to protect that person.
What do you think can be done right now to satisfy you and the other protesters? Is there anything the president could actually do, short of stepping down, that would make you happy?
I think what we need to start with, we need to have immediate ceasefire We need to stop using police against civil people of Ukraine. I think president has to make this decision. It's in his powers. Instead of threatening more people, instead of stopping underground and transportation in Kyiv, blocking all the roads to Kyiv, the president should show his goodwill of stopping violence by calling police out. Second step, we need to move the conflict resolution to political landscape, to political table, rather than the streets of Kyiv. There is parliament. We may all agree on all this, you know, political decisions, but it is important for president to understand that finally he has to seek for compromise and political decision, not just imposing more power against his people.
Olga, we've already heard statements from top American officials, including Secretary of State John Kerry and Vice President Biden. Is there a role for the U.S. to play here? Do you think that what's coming out of Washington is encouraging from your point of view?
Yes, absolutely. We do appreciate all the statements. We will appreciate even more the acts of your government, which will finally decide to use some sanctions. I'm not suggesting which particular sanctions are so needed right now, but I do believe in the very strong role of international community in facilitating peaceful negotiations and coming out of this crisis right now. I don't think there is trust, enough of trust between the parties, so they can handle this negotiation process just themselves. I do think that international community should send their people to witness what is happening and to be the guarantee of President Yanukovych and actually both sides fulfilling their promises.
Olga Belkova, member of the Ukrainian Parliament from the opposition UDAR party. Olga, thanks so much and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
This is Here and Now.